Hello.
Hello, is that Ali?
Who's that?
It's Daisy from Radio 2 in Dubai.
Ah. Oh.
Do you remember?
Yeah, hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm okay, have I disturbed you? Did you remember we had an interview? Did someone tell you?
I did know, but then of course I forgot and I was just doing some sausage sandwiches for my boys.
Oh, sorry, can you chat to me quickly?
Yeah, of course I can, yeah.
So you're making sausage sandwiches. Is that your favourite thing for breakfast?
Well, that's kind of one of them, you know. Sausage sandwiches. You can't really go wrong with them, can you?
You can't really. Right, let's start off properly. Hold on. Okay. Okay. Right, this is Radio 2. We're very excited. Ali Campbell, legendary singer, is coming to the UAE again. He is coming back to Dubai. I don't know how many times he's been in there. We'll ask him very soon. Ali's on the line. Morning, Ali. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you very much. I've been to Dubai probably about 20 times.
20 times? Why don't you just live here?
Yes. Well, good point, actually, yeah. I've watched it sort of grow, you know. I was going there about 15 years ago, and I've watched, you know, the Mina Salam and all that sort of grow up around us. It's, I love it there.
What's your favourite part of the UAE? I mean, have you been to Abu Dhabi and some of the other Emirates while you've been here?
Yes, I have, yes. We've been to Abu Dhabi, Oman, you know, all over the Middle East, really, back in the day. But now I just sort of concentrate on going to Dubai and Egypt. I'm in Egypt this week. In fact, today I leave for Egypt.
Yes, you're on a big tour at the moment. You're going all over the world, really, aren't you? You're going everywhere. You can't sit still, Ali.
Sorry, can you say that again?
I said you're going all over the world, aren't you? You're doing lots of touring dates. You're going to Egypt. You're going to, I think you're going to Russia as well, aren't you?
Yes, I'm in the Lebanon. I'm going to be in South America and North America. The thing is, I don't actually do tours. I'm sort of permanently on tour. If I'm not in the, you know, the recording studios doing a new album, I'll be out touring the album that I've done last, you know.
So it would be safe to say you don't do sitting still?
No, I like to carry on working.
So you're coming to Dubai again in a couple of weeks. You're going to be playing at the Irish Village. You've got a massive band.
The Irish Village.
Is it a 10-piece band or something you're bringing with you?
Yeah, it's the Debt Band, which is the band I've been touring for the last 3 years with. It's made up of fantastic musicians, and it's the same lineup as UB40. We've got a 3-piece brass section. And yeah, this is basically the same lineup as UB40. I've also got Mickey Virtue, who's the original keyboard player with UB40. He left when I did.
Okay, yeah.
So we've got the UB40 rhythm section, really, and sort of lots of really good players sitting around us.
So it's not just you sitting there on your own on your Todd.
No, it's a big 10-piece band, and we party, you know.
You too party. I've heard you do, and I've seen you guys. And no, you definitely do give people a show. People that are thinking of coming down, they're thinking, oh, maybe I'll come down. What kind of carrot would you dangle in front of them to say, come?
Well, if you liked UB40 back in the day, you know, you're going to love Ali Campbell and the Debt Band, basically. I play all the old, you know, where the covers that UB40 were famous for, Red Red Wine and Can't Help Falling in Love, Homely Girl, all those, Kingston Town. I do all of those old favourites, but I also do some new stuff off my 3 new albums that I did since leaving UB40. And obviously, because I'm promoting the Great British Songs album, I'll be doing a few of those.
Yes, so this is your new album, which is out now. It's basically you singing, as it says on the tin, some Great British Songs.
What it is, yeah. It's been very successful, and I love the sound of it and everything. And it's one of those albums that you can stick Ali Campbell and the Debt Band anywhere in the world, and we can play these songs. And even though they're off a brand new album, everybody knows them already, you know. So it's it's a lot of fun doing you know, Rolling Stones and Free songs, doing them in a reggae beat.
Very nice. Now, you have been performing since like the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, whatever. What song, I mean, is your favourite to perform now? I'm guessing it's changed a lot throughout the years. Have you got still one classic song there that you just love doing?
Well, all of the ones off Labour of Love that did so well for UB40 back in the day, you know. I